Let's welcome Claudia Schmidt, everybody. Give her a big round of applause. Hey! That was the weirdest thing ever. Wow. Well, Feldspar did mention Shakespeare, and I was just recently driving behind a car that had my favorite all-time bumper sticker on it, which is, "What if the hokey pokey really is what it's all about?" And it reminded me of something somebody sent to me a few years ago. It was the winning entry in a poetry contest. And so we're at the end of National Poetry Month. I'm trying to cram as much in as possible. And it was the winning entry in a contest to challenge poets to sort of blend genres and come up with something new out of it. And so the winning entry was from a guy who rewrote the Hokey Pokey, our beloved Hokey Pokey, as William Shakespeare might have written it originally. So here's our beloved Hokey Pokey as rendered by the bard. "Oh, proud left foot that ventures quick within, then soon upon a backward journey lie. Anon, once more the gesture, then begin, command sinistral pedestal to writhe. Commence thou then the fervid hokey poke, a mad gyration, hips in wanton swirl, to spin, a wild release from heaven's yoke. Blessed dervish, surely canst go, girl. The hoke, the poke, banish now thy doubt. Verily, verily, I say, 'tis what it's all about." All right. The song I wanted to sing here came out of a dream, literally out of a dream. I've written several things out of dreams over the years. I always encourage writers to keep a little notebook by their bed, because when you're in that weird state between sleep and waking, lots of stuff can come in before the clutter of the day just shuts you down, gets in the way. And it's not always writable. It's not always translatable into a song. I was just remembering a dream recently that I had a while back about... in fact, it involved being a reporter. I got to be a reporter in the dream. And I was interviewing midwives for sea turtles. Here's the thing. You know, the sea turtles gave birth to live young in the dream. They didn't lay eggs. And so the midwives were talking to me about how hard it was. This job was so hard because they would come shooting out, and they had to, when the babies were born, and they had to sort of field them like footballs, you know, they would go running back. So that is not what this song is about, but it's a dream I'm still kind of trying to figure out. So, but this song came out of another dream. "I did come upon a river of tears, the grief of my sisters and brothers. It had grown so deep, I could not cross over to continue on my journey. It was wild and black, and it threw out a spray that stained my garments blood red. I was filled with fear, I was filled with pain, and I thought I would never cross over. I did build a raft from the bones of my mother who had drowned in that river of sorrow. I did bind those bones, all one to another, with the ropes of the captives now free. I did steer that raft with a long straight pole from a tree that my father had planted. And I set off into that treacherous flow with a trembling hope in my heart. And as I crossed the angry stream, I looked in the waters all swirling, and it showed me the faces of the ones I had killed by refusing to fight for their freedom. And it showed me the faces of the ones who had died while trying to end the struggles. And their voices cried out, 'Get to the shore and continue this work we've begun.' And the water it dragged, and the water it pulled, and the pain it threatened to drown me. But I held my course and bore down on the pole from the tree that my father had planted. And I fell exhausted onto the shore as the raft splintered all into pieces. Then a smile came to my weary face, for I heard those voices singing songs like tears, songs like rivers. I have carried them all on my journey, and it's these I sing until that river runs as dry as the bones of my mother. And it's these I sing until that river's but a valley where sorrow once raged. Thank you. Here's a brand new poem. It's called Let's Eat. Today, angels gathering around my soul's kitchen table, milling and flocking like birds at the world's finest feeder. Today, the tender mouth of my heart wide open, a baby bird's beak, waiting, wanting to be filled again and again. Today, the horse's dappled neck carrying her hungry mouth down, down to the feast of fresh green pasture. Today, my whole and radiant self bowing, opening toward the singing mouth of a new season's yield, promising, promising, promising. This little room is full of yearning hearts. Open the door that keeps us far apart. Let in the light to guide us on our way into this day, into this day. You might notice in that verse there's a little space between few of the lines. I'm going to sing it again, and where there's a space, I'd like you to just echo what I just sang. This little room is full of yearning hearts. Open a door that keeps us far apart. Let in the light to guide us on our way into this day. Into this day, into
into this day. Ooh, into this day. Calling out to me, she cries the love is all we're meant to be. Shake off the fear that keeps us locked away from this sweet day, from this sweet day. What are we waiting for? Come take my hand. We'll sing and make our way into this day. Into this day. Into this day. Into this day.
It's actually on a brand new CD. I have two new CDs here with me tonight among my vast discography. This is on a CD I made with my old pal Sally Rogers, our first in 21 years. We decided maybe we shouldn't wait any longer. So it's not even officially out yet, but I have it on this tour with me. So it's called Evidence of Happiness. So you can check that out later. So this next song I wrote several years ago. It was I was still living in northern Michigan in Traverse City, and it was before another election cycle several years ago. And it's the kind of song that you hope would become obsolete because we would become enlightened, but it doesn't seem to have happened. And so, and this is about the breakdown of civil society. And it, you know, I was stimulated to write the song because in my adorable, quaint little town of Traverse City, Michigan, a woman that I know was asked to leave a garage sale simply because of a political button she was wearing on her jacket. I mean, that's how polarized and vitriolic it was in that little town. So I thought, well, this is it. Something's got to shift here. And, you know, my feeling is we're getting increasingly in this self-serve sort of society where we can do everything on our own now. And what's lost in that is taking care of each other. There's a huge piece of civilization that's lost in that. Isn't it wonderful we can do everything by ourselves, you know? I still pay the extra money to call the ticket agent and because I want to talk to a human being, you know? And first of all, if I'm talking to a human being, they still have a job. and then plus, it's just you can always cheer up their day a little bit. You know, it's like part of the job is to have this transaction. And so, everything is this I thing. You know, the iPod and the I this and the I that. I mean, there's even a we now, and it's got two I's in it. That tells you a lot right there, doesn't it? So I think about this a lot, and I wanted to write this song to address this, but I also am aware that this whole sort of gaseous indignation problem that we have in our culture is very seductive, you know, especially if you're naturally mouthy. You throw something down, I'm ready to just jump right on it, you know. So I had to be very careful not to be too preachy or lugubrious, you know. So it took a little while to figure out how to say what I wanted to say. And finally, one day I'm sitting around and I went, show tune. That's the ticket. And this is what I came up with. So whenever you hear me sing the words, be nice, I'd like you to answer back, firmly, but politely, be nice. So the pushy woman in the grocery line stomped upon your shoe, and some children in the neighborhood covered your car with crazy glue, and then some guy flipped you the bird when he cut you off. Today, be nice. Dear, it's the only way. Be nice. It's the bee's knees. Try saying, shut your pie hole, please. So the telemarketer got a little snippy, yes, that's true. But who knows, maybe she took a cue or two from you. And the guy who ran the red light could have killed you. But oh well, be nice. Cause not to be nice is hell. Be nice. It's a habit to be sure, but then again, so serial murder. Well, I know you have the option to shake your fist and curse, but that's just the beginning to a scene that could be worse. You probably have a gun in there, and God only knows what more. Why blow your cool and break that rule just to settle some stupid score? So someone let the air out of your tires just last night. You're feeling a little paranoid, you're itching for a fight. You suspect that it's your brother-in-law, but you haven't any proof. Be nice. Don't perforate his roof. Be nice. Take a deep breath. Help prevent another untimely death. So your neighbor's a racist, sexist, crabby, curmudgeonly SOB. He built a lovely pole barn, but it's on your property. You'll get the sweetest revenge when you tell him what to do. You tell him, be nice to me, okie dokie, or I'll sue. Just kidding. So blow your top, give him a bop, smile and say, have a nice day. Which is worse in the end, it's up to you, my surly friend. I know it drive each other nuts, and sometimes hate each other's guts. But in the end, the best advice is just to suck it up and be nice. Be nice, be nice. Be nice, be nice. Be nice, oh please be nice. Please be nice. So fun to see these younger musicians coming up on stage and playing here. That's what I loved about being here last year. You know, I hesitate to use the word emerging artist because they always use that now to describe younger artists. And hell, I've been doing this for 40 years and I feel like I'm still emerging. So may we all always be emerging artists. You know, that's my toast. So you know, I got my start singing in church choirs and little community events like this, and here I am 40 years later. So I wanted to do a couple of things here tonight because I had people in my life. I had a couple of women, like two of my choir directors and a woman who was a music teacher who were incredible. I mean, my generation's version of You Go Girl. I mean, they were incredibly supportive and set me on my path, no doubt about it. That's really important. So a couple of things here. A poem that I wanted to share with you that I came across recently and a song that I wrote a few years ago. The poem is about libraries, because librarians to me are like the great revolutionaries, quiet revolutionaries in our culture. You know, they have just stood up against censorship and they're just guarding our commons, what's left of our commons, you know, talking to a librarian who's trying to talk to kids who are stealing books and saying, you can't steal these books, they're already yours. You know, this is the commons, we all own these books. So Naomi Shihab Nye wrote this great poem called Because of Libraries, We Can Say These Things. She is holding the book close to her body. She is carrying it on the cracked sidewalk down the tangled hill. If a dog runs at her again, She will use the book as a shield. She looked hard down the long lines to find this one. When they start talking about money, when a day contains such long and hot places, she will go inside. An orange bed is waiting. Story without corners. She will have two families. They will eat at different hours. She is carrying the book past the fire station and the five and dime. What this town has not given her, the book will provide. A sheep, a wilderness of new solutions. The book has already lived through its troubles. The book has a calm cover, a straight spine. When the step returns to itself as the best place for sitting, and the old men up and down the street are latching their clippers, she will not be alone. She will have a book to open and open and open. Her life starts here. So I had this wonderful friend, Susan Bright, poet, artist. She died of cancer a couple of years ago. And some of you who talked about hearing me at the backstage in Ballard years ago, she wrote that pie poem, that wonderful pie poem I used to do before Thanksgiving. But I remember her talking to me about her son, who at that time would have been about 7 or 8. And she wanted to be so careful as an artist raising a child that she perceived to be an artist. And he was having trouble, and he was called an underachiever. There's a word I love to hate. And so she kept moving him around from school to school and finally found a school where he could thrive. And I love the way she described it, because she didn't want to, she was trying to look at him as like an abundance problem, you know. And so she'd say, well, you know, he likes to behave a lot. So I think I wrote this song for the little being in each of us that likes to behave a lot in hopes that he or she will always thrive. Oh, take it easy, take it slow. You don't need to hurry so. You'll get where you need to go. Quit rushing. I heard these words every single day of my life, and they drove me crazy, 'cause there's someone living deep inside, and she's calling. She sings out to me when I lay down to sleep, raises me shaking from my head to my feet. She pulls me to the edge, and she sounds so sweet. I'm flying. There's a racer inside me, and I can't slow her down. Oh, there's a racer inside me, and I can't slow her down. Whoa, girl, you're gonna get in trouble. Wild-eyed twitcher taking stairs on the double. Chewing your fingers, go look in the mirror. Now aren't you ashamed? You'll scare off any would-be mate the way you inhale food right off your plate. In a lonely hurry of fine, too late, you got haste to blame. Ah, but these words mean nothing when there's someone screaming to be heard and heeded. This is no dreaming. Whenever I try to quiet her, it seems I'm dying. There's a racer inside me, and I can't slow her down. Oh, there's a racer inside me, and I can't slow her down. She moves fast, but she sees everything. She won't last if I won't let her bring all that she can do into my life, and I will go with her. Told me I look half dead. There's a sweet wild song playing through my head again and again.
Will they take me running? If they take me at all, I'm on the other side of the compound wall. And I may stumble and sometimes fall, and somehow mend. I know that little song is about my soul. You just think I've lost control, but the singer's asking how it feels to be whole. Well, I'm trying. There's a racer inside me and I can't slow her down. Oh, there's a racer inside me and I can't slow her down. Oh, there's a racer inside me and I can't slow her down. Oh, there's a racer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I just moved a few months ago from northern Michigan to Minneapolis. I live in Minnesota now. And that's good, huh? Hear that all right? Yeah. And nothing on the moving truck got broken at all, but my dulcimer got smashed in the trunk of my car. And I've had this dulcimer since 1978. It was tough, and I took it to the music guy, the repair guy. And that first thing he told me was that it wasn't worth fixing. Well, you see, I just moved, traumatic move. My dog had just died recently. My dulcimer that I'd had since 1978 was smashed, and I became like a sobbing heap at his feet. And it was not my finest moment. And he was trying to explain by saying, no, it's okay, I'm just saying that you could buy two dulcimers. And I'm like, I want the dulcimer, I want the dulcimer! And he did a beautiful job. Fixing it. So it has maybe carried the bulk of the scars of my move to Minneapolis. I'm living on an island again. I'm living on this island called Nicolette Island, which is right off of downtown Minneapolis. It's the only officially inhabited island in the Mississippi River. And it's had this checkered history as where the big Mucky Mucks first moved, because the falls were there and they provided the hydroelectric power for the mills that started the whole city. And so they built these big houses, and then they moved out to the burbs of their time, and then the houses fell into disrepair for a while. The island was just pretty much completely populated with just homeless people, and nobody was taking care of the houses at all. And then some slumlords bought the houses, and then they were renting to musicians, and that's where I first went to Nicolette Island. When I went to play there in the 70s and 80s, I would go there to party after gigs. That's how I first knew about it. And now it's a park. Now the city took over the island, and they fixed up the houses, and it's in good shape. It's in good shape. But my parents came to visit me, and I was putting them up at this little historic inn, and asked to see the history of the inn. And they brought me a book about the island, little teeny thing like thumbnail sketch of the island history. And I just have to tell you this: in for the years of that, like 1960 to 1970, when the slumlords, when that whole change was happening, there was one sentence summing up that decade. During this time, the island was inhabited by hippies, musicians, and other undesirables. Woohoo! There's a great poster at it. There's a Mill City Museum, which is very near the island, that somebody designed. It's like this huge loaf of bread with like heavenly rays emanating out from it. And it says, Minneapolis, the birth of a great city, the cradle of carbohydrates. This is a brand new song called Longing. When I was in South Africa a few years ago, I came across this writings by a guy named Michael Lurig. And there's this passage I'd written down that I came across recently, and it seems incredibly timely for a lot of people I know. There are only two feelings, love and fear. There are only two languages, love and fear. There are only two activities, love and fear. There are only two motives, two procedures, two frameworks, two results, love and fear. Love and fear. I choose love. How about you? Syllables. More. Oh, won't you sign on, sign on, sign on. Banana moon up in the sky. Oh, banana moon looks down all sheepish and says, but I'm not even all there. I look right back up and say, banana moon, neither am I. You're so high. potassium. La da 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 da. Thank you. I was just remembering my dad and mom were at, we were all at a wedding a couple of years ago, and I was hired, I had put a jazz band together to sing at the wedding, but it was also singing at the ceremony with the pianist, and my parents were in the congregation, and we were doing the Lord's Prayer during the wedding ceremony, and I grew up singing for soprano in choirs, and so, but my dad hadn't heard me sing in that range in a long time, and he confessed to me later, you know, when you get toward the end of the song, and it's going like, da, 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 and it's going up and up and up. He was sitting there, and he was thinking, she's not going to make it. She's not going to make it. She made it. So, it's important to have supportive parents. Very important. So Sally and I called our new CD Evidence of Happiness is the name of it. And it's an unusual situation for me in that the title preceded the song by many months, which hardly ever happens. And it started with a conversation that happened about a year ago with a friend. I guess the best way to describe it is it was about the revisionist history of relationships. If that makes any sense to any of you. Where, you know, it comes out that maybe things aren't quite right, and it comes out the person says, well, you know, I actually really haven't been happy. And it's like, really? For how long? Well, you know, a couple, 3 years. And then a little further down the road, well, it's been more like 5 or 6 years. And then at some point further down the road, it's like, well, actually, I've never been happy. That's what I mean by revisionist history of relationships. But if you've been in a situation, say, where you've been packing up to move or organizing your house, so you've been going through, like, cards and letters, that's how the whole thing started. You know, it was like, I've got evidence of happiness here. And so it kind of started kind of ornery, you know, in that spirit. But then I just liked the phrase. So I said, well, let's call it evidence of happiness. And a little more time went by, and I thought, well, what would it be like if I wrote a song to go with the title? And I sat down, and what came out was not at all what I expected. And this is that song, Evidence of Happiness.
Happiness.
by lover and by culture, by my own inconstancy. With his heart, his song is a way to joy and heal a thousand times. So scarred, ever tender, full of melody and rhymes. His heart is the evidence of happiness. Oh, this heart is the evidence of happiness. Happiness. This life has not found its worth on the stairway to success. Reveling more in alleyways and scenic routes, I guess. The journey is spectacular and the company is the best. And I will travel fearlessly till I'm happily at rest. This life is the evidence of happiness. For this life.
A while back, I was sitting in a tavern one night listening to some music, and I was, I don't know, I was laughing about something, and then suddenly I was crying, and it wasn't hormones or anything, I was just that crazy line where the one becomes the other, and it can go in either direction, where you're laughing so hard and suddenly you're crying, and then you just cried so much that suddenly you just start laughing, you know, and it's this, what is that? It's a wild little spot. And so I tried to write something about that spot, and this is what I got. We laughed. We laughed till our faces ached. What at or why, I can't tell you too long ago, but how we laughed. Past midnight, dawn, till our eyes streamed. Laughed at nothing, at pain, laughed to pass the time. I can't remember such a long time. But I can never forget the good, rich laugh billowing. Where does laughter go when it subsides? Sides aching so sweetly. What happens when laughter's never laughed? Inside there, stifled into laughlessness so long ago. Where is the dear laugh? Rare and raucous its ring, restoring. Chuckle to chortle, I'll bet my laugh. I'd have simply blown into bits without that stuff spilling up to carry me flailing to a safe shore. Promise me, in my final flounderings, the one thing you will not let me forget, that rippling stream from the throat. Laugh in my face. Promise? If I remember nothing else, let it be the shuddering birth to death certainty, miraculous phenomenon, the mirthquake. Queens lacing chicory, brighten up the roadside, swallows on the power line, counting the cars. She's in the northward flow from the city. In a few more hours, she'll be sleeping beneath the stars. She's at a bend in the river. Carry her out of sight. You sing, bend in the river. Surprise her in the night. Bend in the river. There's always one more turn. And there's always one more lesson you got to learn. You can sing that with me. And there's always one more lesson you got to learn. It was a hot early evening in late July. Scorpio aimed at the moon. He was singing Motown to the washing machine when he heard the song of a loon. He shut his mouth to hear it came from deep within. He knew that something was peculiar indeed. And when a voice from the dryer said, "You better move, boy," it was a voice he thought he ought to heed. Yes, it was a voice that he chose to heed. He brought him to a bend in a river and carried him out of sight. Bend in the river, surprise him in the night. Bend in the river, yes, there's always a one more turn. And there's always one more lesson you got to learn. Now you can run, stand and still, talk a lot, saying nothing for the better part of a lifetime. And then a one righteous day, it's your heart starts talking, says, "I'm here to claim what's mine. Yes, I'm here to recover what's mine. Looks like I got here in the nick of time." Thunder rolling in from the western sky tickles your belly and your brain. Crimson sky looks likely to burn, and everybody's praying for rain. But you can't pray for light and curse the dark, cause they've been lovers for a long, long time. And if you find yourself a little too dry inside, look for water in a new state of mind. There may be water in a new state of mind. You bring us all to a bend in a river, carry us out of sight. Bend in the river might surprise us in the night. Bend in the river, yes, there's always one more turn, and there's always one more lesson you got to learn. Bring us all to a bend in the river, who will carry us out of sight. Bend in the river might surprise us in the night. Bend in the river, yes, there's always one more turn, and there's always one more lesson, yes, there's always one more lesson, and there's always one more lesson you got to learn. She found that at the end of that the day. Thank you very much. So good to be back here again.
For one more from Claudia Schmidt. She said she's done, but I don't want to let her go yet. Oh, and by the way, you all have a handout for our sing-along Red River Valley. So what we're going to do is hear one more from Claudia, and then we're going to do a sing-along Red River Valley with all the instrumentalists as well. So that was amazing. Oh,
yeah,
oh my
more.
Gosh, Claudia. I got to hurry up and get off the stage.
Marin is so boxy. In the middle of recording the new CD with Sally, just a wonderful thing happened. I woke up one morning and just had this song in my head. I had the chorus part in my head. Just wrote the song down, and then we recorded it a couple days later, and it was just done. It's one of those kind of gifts of the moment. We were just in the middle of this incredible, great feeling. We were so happy to be doing a CD again, and there was just all this love around and well-being and sort of industriousness, and this is the way it translated into music, you know? It was a matter of keeping that little notebook by the bed again, I'm telling you. So. When the day's work is done and there's time for everyone, and laughter's given way to sleepy eyes, then we sing.
it's too late to read, and there's nothing that we need, and dreams come near to beckon and surprise. Then we sing this little song at the end of the day, and let the angels carry us away. Then we sing this little song at the end of the day, and let the angels carry us away. Then we sing this little song at the end of the day, and let the angels carry us away. Then we sing this little song at the end of the day, and let the angels carry us away.
Thank you.
While we're setting up for the last sing along, I'd like to let you all know how we pulled this together, give credits to a few folks, and get all the artists up here. I would like to thank the young artists, Adagio Quintet, for being here. Rebecca Putnam, Paul Bartos, Bradley Bartos, Fiona Cromarty, and Samara Klein. And I would like to thank the Rooftop Dogs. We had on the drums Jessica Bierhaus, I hope that's how I say it, Bierhaus, guitar, vocals, Katie Parker, fiddle, Ashley Sullivan on the bass, Pete Schroeder, guitar, with banjo, vocals was Jesse Vernon. Yeah, they're back there. Oh, yeah, and you guys are going to play along with us. Come on. Oh, yeah, you're holding back. Okay. Claudia Schmidt, our national and international artist, all the way from Minneapolis, was providing us with a truly inspirational set. I am changed after tonight listening to Claudia. Samara Klein was the young lady who did a violin introduction to the second half. Thank you. Oh, was that the right name? Yeah, Samara. And the soundboard team is Kristen Berg on stage management, Rhoda Besticek, CD and door sales, John Coates, over there sitting quietly, master podcaster who allows us to hear our recordings online on the web. Check it out. Stacy Powell has done advertising design. Todd Powell did the posters and photography. Byron Ricks, inspiration, humor, production, development. And myself, I'm Maureen Van Ostrand, the director, organizer, and production manager and everything else like that. Yeah, all right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, and for the last sing-along, here we go, Red River Valley. Everybody ready?
From this valley they say you are going, I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for you take with you all the sunshine that has brightened my pathway a while. Do not